Evening, everybody, and then the people back home. I know it's already probably close to 12 o'clock at home. So thank you, just first of all, for the people at home who stayed up and watched the game. And I guess, first of all, I would say we're playing for South Africa. And I want to say our captain, his 100th match being taken off because we had to get Andre on, who can play loose forward and centre, depending if we have a scrum or a line-out. So a tough call for a captain to go out half at half-time, but when he said it to him, he just took it on the chin, understand. Also, Damien Darlinde, they played really well. There was no reason to sub him, but with Andre being able to play both in the scrums and in the back line. So, excuse me, overall, even Boone that was subbed at minute 35, because the test match intensity, you must get just used to, and I thought he did really well. So when the bench comes on, the guys who started probably soften up the opposition, and then the bench can go and finish it. So yes, even when Marnie came up and Fasha went to fullback, so I thought everybody had a good impact, but that impact comes from the players understanding that it's a 23-man effort. In our case, it's 34 guys on tour. So yes, they had a good impact, but I think overall, the coaches' plans with the coaches made it halftime, made it easier for the guys who came up. They had great impact, and that helped a lot. But the guys who started certainly did the softening up work. So yeah, we're very happy with the bench and the way where that they did it. But the guys who started did as well, in my opinion. That's what I say. I think we got a defense coach, attack coach, but Dwayne's doing the breakdown, doing the lineouts, down the scrums, Tony the attack. And you have to make plans in attack and defense, breakdown, scrum, lineouts, and then the players comes up with it, which I can take very little credit for what was said at halftime, because this bunch, although a lot of people said they're getting old, they are wiser, they are calmer under pressure. And we desperately wanted to win this game. I know France are ranked fifth in the world, and people might say, "Oh, you're ranked one in the world. You should be for five in the world." But playing here, and again, the atmosphere. I think the French can be so proud of their supporters, and it was for us one. It was intimidating, but luckily we've been through this in 2022, in 2018 or 19, and in 2023. So the experience of the players showed halftime. I wouldn't say calmness. There was definitely not calmness, but making plans, and mostly the assistant coaches and the players. And unfortunately, some guys had to sacrifice in the 100th test match, only playing a half. So all credit to the whole group.
I know there's a lot of my family that's here, which I'm grateful for, and people who've helped me along the way. They're all here to come and support. But my whole focus has been definitely on the game and making, because I know how big this game was or has been. And we knew what the French were going to do, and you saw the way they started, how much they wanted this game. But I think, we'll give credit to them. They really played well. And give credit to my boys as well and our coaching staff for making plans and not panicking. And like coach said, when big calls need to be made, I think that's what makes this team special. Because when it comes, it's easy to say you put the team first. A moment like today happens, and then you have to actually do that. And it's not easy, but I think that's what makes our team special. I saw when coach came to ask me, he was really sad, but I'm like, you have to put motion aside in this, because I knew like putting a number five lock on, because we lost Lord, he makes all the calls, him and the 10 are like, and the 9 are probably the most important people. And the way the boys just fought, and I could see, you just see how special it is. And also congrats on coach for his 50th, and it hasn't been about him this week, and he's tried to make it about the team and make it special for me. So congrats, coach. Thank you for all that you do for us. You have no idea what you've done. Just not even just rugby, just our mindset, just how we see each other, how we see our country, how much we understand that what this team means, what it's done in the past. But you've actually made it that it's a privilege, not pressure, to put on the Springbok jersey. And we're so grateful for you. So many of the things that I speak about when I speak, You know, you don't prep us for interviews, but when we speak, so much that we get from you, because you get it and you understand it. So thank you for all that you do. Really appreciate it.
Excellent.